Staying with news here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict today spoke about the importance of practical ecumenism in the quest for full Christian unity. The Pope was addressing a delegation from Finland at the Vatican, taking part in events during the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Susie Hodges has more.
Addressing the delegates in English, the Pope noted how in recent times relations between Christians in Finland have developed in a way that offers much hope for the future of ecumenism.
Your presence here coincides with this year's Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. The theme of the week, He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak, illustrates how Jesus frees all of us from spiritual deafness, enabling us to hear His saving word, and to proclaim it to others. This charge of common witness in word and deed nurtures our ecumenical journey.
The Holy Father said he hoped that these conversations will effectively contribute to the quest for full and visible unity of the Church, while at the same time offering an ever clearer response to the fundamental questions affecting life and society.
As I suggested at the ecumenical Vespers during my visit to Bavaria, behind any weakening of the theme of justification and of forgiveness of sins is ultimately a weakening of the theme of our relationship with God. In the joint declaration of justification, Lutherans and Catholics have covered a considerable distance theologically.
The Pope's message to the Finnish delegation touched on the central theme of the week, Christian cooperation on issues of common importance. Father Donald Bolan is in charge of dialogue between the Catholic Church and Anglican and Methodist communions at the Council for Christian Unity. He spoke to us about the current course in ecumenical dialogue.
The member churches of the World Methodist Council voted to associate themselves with the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, which was signed by the Catholic Church and the Lutheran World Federation in 1999. On the occasion of the signing, Cardinal Casper gave an address in which he said, "This is a great day. This is ecumenically a tremendously important day. It's a gift of God for which we give thanks."
The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity officially ends on January 25th. I'm Susie Hodges.